Ready to dive into a world of empowerment, inspiration, and growth? Then grab your favorite beverage and cozy up because you're in for a treat. Welcome to Meant for More with Michelle Bonwell, where every episode is like a quick coffee date with your favorite friend. And don't worry, we respect your time, so we keep it short and sweet, under 20 minutes. After all, who has time for long lectures when there's greatness to be achieved? Join me as we explore what it truly means to be meant for more, from mastering your mindset to conquering your fears, from discovering your passions to designing a life that lights you up. We cover it all and more in a format that's as delightful as its impact. But here's the exciting part. Each episode is packed with actionable strategies, expert advice, and real-world guidance to help you learn, grow, and succeed like never before. So whether you're a longtime listener or joining us for the first time, get ready for even more to help you unlock your true potential and achieve your wildest dreams. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a career professional, or simply someone hungry for more out of life, this podcast is your go-to resource for unlocking your fullest potential and achieving your dreams. So if you're ready to kickstart your journey of self-discovery, growth, and empowerment, then hit that subscribe button now and get ready for a podcast experience that feels like chatting with a trusted friend. Let's ignite your potential, achieve your dreams, and create a life you love together. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to another empowering episode of Meant for More with Michelle Bonwell. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into fear. You know, fear is a funny thing, isn't it? It has this incredible power to either hold us back or propel us forward. And as entrepreneurs, dreamers, and go-getters, fear can often feel like the invisible barrier standing between us and our dreams. But fear doesn't have to be the enemy. In fact, it can be the catalyst for some of our greatest breakthroughs. Today, we're going to explore how we can move beyond fear and unlock our full potential in both life and business. But before we dive in, I want to share a little story with you. It's a story about a time when fear almost stopped me dead in my tracks, but instead it became the fuel that ignited my journey towards success. You see, not too long ago, I found myself standing at the edge of a major decision in my life. I had this burning desire to start my own business, to chase after my dreams with everything I had. But as I stood there, staring into the unknown, fear crept in. It whispered all sorts of doubts and uncertainties into my ear, telling me that I wasn't good enough, that I would fail, that I should just play it safe and stick to what I knew. But something inside of me refused to let fear call the shots. So I took a deep breath, silenced the doubts, and took the leap of faith. And you know what? It was the best decision I ever made. That moment taught me something invaluable, that fear is not the enemy of success, but rather it's a sign that we're on to something big. It's a sign that we're pushing past our comfort zones and daring to dream bigger than ever before. So today, my friend, we're going to dive headfirst into the world of fear, and we're going to learn how to turn it from a stumbling block into a stepping stone on our journey to greatness. Are you ready? I know I am. Now we're going to peel back the layers and take a closer look at fear, what it is, how it shows up in our lives and businesses, and the profound impact it can have on our journey to success. So what exactly is fear? At its core, fear is a primal response designed to keep us safe from potential threats. It's that little voice in the back of our minds warning us of danger, whether real or perceived. But while fear served us well in ancient times when we were running from saber-toothed tigers, in today's world it often manifests as self-doubt, anxiety, and uncertainty. Now, let's talk about how fear shows up in the world of entrepreneurship. As ambitious go-getters, we face a myriad of fears on our journey to success. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, the list goes on. These fears can hold us back from taking risks, pursuing our passions, and reaching our full potential. But here's the thing, fear is not just a pesky inconvenience. It can have real consequences for our success. Studies have shown that fear can impact our decision-making abilities, hinder our creativity, and even sabotage our chances for reaching our goals. In fact, did you know that a recent survey found a staggering 80% of entrepreneurs experience fear at some point in their journey? That's right. Fear is a universal experience for anyone brave enough to chase after their dreams. But here's the good news. By understanding fear and its impact on our lives and businesses, we can begin to take back control and rewrite our own narrative of success. Because the truth is, fear doesn't have to dictate our destinies. With the right mindset and strategies in place, we can learn to dance with fear rather than letting it hold us back. Okay, let's dive into the powerful notion of normalizing fear, because let's face it, we're all in this together, navigating the sometimes choppy waters of entrepreneurship. Your favorite successful entrepreneurs, the ones whose names light up the headlines and whose stories inspire millions, what do they all have in common? They faced fear head on and emerged victorious. Take Oprah Winfrey, for example. Despite facing poverty, abuse, and countless setbacks early in life, Oprah didn't let fear dictate her destiny. Instead, she used her experiences to fuel her passion for storytelling and connection, eventually becoming one of the most influential media moguls of our time. And then there's Elon Musk, the visionary behind companies like Tesla and SpaceX. Musk has famously referred to fear as the mind killer, acknowledging its power to hold us back. But rather than succumbing to fear, Musk has embraced it as a natural part of the entrepreneurial journey, using it to fuel his relentless drive for innovation. These stories remind us that fear is not a sign of weakness, but rather it's a testament to our humanity. It's a reminder that even the most successful among us have faced moments of doubt and uncertainty. But here's the kicker. Fear isn't something to be feared. It's something to be embraced. Because when we normalize fear, we remove its power to paralyze us. We recognize that fear is simply our brain's way of trying to keep us safe, and we choose to reframe it as a positive force for change. So how can we begin to normalize fear in our own lives and businesses? It all starts with recognizing and acknowledging fear without letting it paralyze us. One powerful technique is to practice mindfulness, to become aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing fear to come and go like passing clouds in the sky. Another tip is to reframe fear as excitement. Rather than viewing fear as a signal to retreat, we choose to see it as a sign that we're onto something big, that we're stepping outside of our comfort zones and into the realm of possibility. Okay, we're diving deep into the transformative power of embracing fear as a catalyst for growth and innovation. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Embracing fear sounds easier said than done, right? But trust me, my friend, it's absolutely possible, and it all starts with a simple shift in perspective. Instead of viewing fear as something to be avoided or conquered, what if we saw it as a sign of opportunity and potential? What if we reframed fear as a guiding compass, pointing us toward the path of growth and greatness? Think about it. Some of the most significant breakthroughs in history have come from moments of fear and uncertainty. From Edison's light bulb to Zuckerberg's Facebook, these innovations were born not in spite of fear, but because of it. So how can we begin to embrace fear as a catalyst for our own growth and innovation? One strategy is to lean into discomfort, to actively seek out opportunities that push us outside of our comfort zones. That might seem like taking on a new project that scares us, reaching out to a potential mentor, or even starting that business we've been dreaming about for years. Whatever it is, the key is to take calculated risks and trust that our greatest growth lies on the other side of fear. Another strategy is to cultivate a growth mindset, to view challenges as opportunities for learning and development rather than obstacles to be overcome. When we approach fear with curiosity and openness, we create space for creativity and innovation to flourish. But perhaps most importantly, we must remember that we are not alone in this journey. Surrounding ourselves with a supportive community of like-minded individuals can provide the encouragement and accountability we need to face our fears head on. So, my friend, I challenge you to embrace fear as the catalyst for your own growth and innovation. Take those bold leaps, chase after those audacious dreams, and trust that greatness awaits on the other side. Okay, now we're rolling up our sleeves and diving into the nitty-gritty of overcoming fear with practical tips and strategies that you can implement starting today. Let's start with mindfulness, a powerful practice for managing fear in both personal and business contexts. By becoming aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment, we can observe fear from a place of detachment, allowing it to come and go like passing clouds in the sky. One simple mindfulness technique is deep breathing, taking slow, deliberate breaths to calm the nervous system and center ourselves in the present moment. By anchoring our awareness in the here and now, we can create space for clarity and perspective to emerge. Another powerful tool for overcoming fear is visualization, a technique used by athletes, performers, and entrepreneurs alike to mentally rehearse success. By vividly imagining ourselves overcoming challenges and achieving our goals, we can reprogram our subconscious minds to believe in our own capabilities. But perhaps the most transformative practice of all is cultivating a growth mindset, a belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and perseverance. By reframing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, we can turn fear from a stumbling block into a stepping stone on our journey to success. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Where can I learn more about these techniques and strategies? Well, fear not, my friend, because I've got you covered. There are countless resources out there, from books and podcasts to courses and workshops that delve deep into overcoming fear and unlocking your full potential. Some of my personal favorites include The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, and Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. These books offer invaluable insights and practical tools for mastering your mindset and conquering fear once and for all. And if you're more of a podcast person, be sure to check out The Tim Ferriss Show, The Tony Robbins Podcast, and of course, Meant for More with me, Michelle Bonwell. These podcasts feature in-depth interviews from thought leaders and experts who share their wisdom on uncovering fear and achieving greatness. So, my friend, remember that you have the power within you to overcome fear and unlock your full potential. With mindfulness, visualization, and a growth mindset, anything is possible. Okay, it's time for our favorite part, the Q&A and listener engagement segment. All right, let's dive in. I've received some fantastic questions and comments from our wonderful community, so let's tackle them together. Our first question comes from Beth in Seattle, who asks, Michelle, how do you know if fear is holding me back or if it's just my intuition trying to protect me? That's a fantastic question, Beth. It can sometimes be tricky to discern between fear and intuition, but one key difference is the feeling that accompanies each. Fear often comes with feelings of anxiety, doubt, and resistance, while intuition tends to feel more grounded and calm. Trusting your gut and paying attention to how different choices make you feel can help you distinguish between the two. Next up, we have a comment from Jim from New York, who shares, I've been struggling with fear of failure as I launch my new business. Any tips for overcoming this? Jim, you're certainly not alone in facing the fear of failure. It's one of the most common fears among entrepreneurs. One tip is to reframe failure as feedback. Rather than seeing it as a final verdict on our abilities, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Remember, every successful entrepreneur has faced setbacks along the way. It's how we respond to them that truly matters. And finally, I want to encourage each and every one of you to join the conversation in our Meant for More Facebook community. Share your own experiences with overcoming fear, ask questions, offer support. This is a space for us to come together and empower one another on our journey to greatness. So, my friend, let's continue this conversation beyond today's episode. I can't wait to hear from you. That's all the time we have for today's Q&A and listener engagement. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being a part of this incredible community. As we near the end of today's episode for Meant for More, it's time to take a moment to reflect on the valuable insights we've covered about fear and unlocking our potential. We started our journey by exploring the concept of fear, what it is, how it shows up in our lives and businesses, and the impact it can have on our journey to greatness. We learned that fear is not something to be feared, but rather it's a natural part of growth and can be reframed as a positive force for change. Throughout the episode, we heard stories of successful entrepreneurs who have faced and overcome fear, proving that greatness lies on the other side of our comfort zones. We've explored practical tips and strategies for managing fear, from mindfulness techniques to cultivating a growth mindset. But perhaps most importantly, we've come to understand that we are not alone in our journey. By joining together in community, we can support and empower one another as we strive to reach our full potential. So, my dear friend, I leave you with this. Embrace fear as a catalyst for growth, lean into discomfort, and trust that you are meant for more. Remember that every challenge you face is an opportunity for learning and growth, and that greatness awaits on the other side of fear. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you. Be sure to join us next time for more valuable insights and inspiration on your journey to success. Until then, remember that you are capable, you are worthy, you are meant for more, and I love you. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you for joining me on this journey of growth and empowerment. Your presence and engagement mean the world to me, and I'm grateful to have you as part of our vibrant community. Remember, you are capable of achieving incredible things, and I believe in you wholeheartedly. Whether you're facing challenges or celebrating victories, know that you're never alone. Our community is here to support you every step of the way. So as you go about your day, carry with you the belief that you are meant for more, more success, more happiness, more fulfillment. Keep dreaming big, keep taking action, and keep shining brightly. If you found today's episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe to Meant for More and leave a 5-star review and join us for future episodes filled with inspiration, empowerment, and actionable insights. And be sure to share this podcast with anyone who's ready to unlock their true potential and live a life of purpose and passion.